Go on and phone your man. You'll take a glance and then you'll be our guest. We are guests. Be our guest. Be
my guest. A little bit.
Yes.
Be our guest. Who's getting excited for the wedding? I know we are.
Well, the wedding invitations are out, and the theme was, be our guest, be our guest. That's all I kept singing in my head when I saw those invites.
When I saw the invites, I was like, that's very late to send the invitation.
Yeah, very late.
But very on brand for everything like Vanderpump and Sir, because they love to throw an event and let you know the day before. So Brittany's actually ahead of schedule.
Very late, very curly Q.
Yes.
A little very, overboard on the fairy tale.
It was very fancy.
Fancy.
It's got to be classy and fancy.
Yeah, when they do their swirls in that, you know, that calligraphy thing. I think it's calligraphy, actually.
And I want it to be gold because that's classy.
Yeah, like Trump gold. That's yes. Trump country.
Yes.
My God.
Well, welcome you guys to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Cersei.
And we are back tonight to discuss season 7, part 2 of 3 of the reunion.
And it just ended, and we both literally were like, oh, like we had a workout.
Yeah, it was a lot. I had to like make Sarah stop a couple times to be like, hold on, I have to process. Because some of it was just like,
yeah
it was.
I had to process too, and I watched it earlier.
It was a journey.
In my hot sauna again, literally sweating one out for the team so that I could see it twice and really make sure I didn't miss anything. I'm sure I still probably did, but yeah, it was intense.
Where's the sauna place again? Is it by LA Fitness?
It's in Beach and Garfield.
Oh.
There's one at, it used to be Bella Terra. Now it's at where Pavilions is.
Oh, okay.
There's one. And then the one I got to is Beach and Garfield.
Okay.
By CBS. And, yeah, so you guys, I sit in this, like, infrared sauna and, like, sweat my ass off because they have the early feed and they have TVs in the sauna. And it's an individual private one, so that's what I do for the early feed. I could go to the gym, but I just think it's too hard to hear and focus at the gym, and it's, like, the little TV screen on the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to, like, work out again and why do that?
Yeah.
I could just lay there and sweat out while laying down.
I love that idea. Yeah. I mean, it's actually amazing.
Well,
Okay. So, where were we?
Well, Kentucky. So, we want to know who's down for Kentucky. And if you are, I know there's some locals and there's some others that want to drive in. Let us know. Email us, vanderpumprulesparty@gmail.com. Or you guys, as usual, you can DM us. If you're in the Facebook group, you can hit us up there, Vanderpump Rules Party Facebook group. It's private, closed. None of your normal Facebook people can see what you post, so it's a group dedicated to VPR super fans, and we can all, like, geek out. But you can also DM us on social media. Sarah is at Pumpers Nation on both IG and Twitter, and the podcast, and Holly, Vanderpump Rules Party on IG, and VPR Party Podcast on Twitter. So let us know who is, like, legit into going, and let's talk.
Yes.
There's some exciting things coming up. It's 11:10, which means it's about to be 11:11, which means you guys prepare your wishes right now. To be a guest, be a guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing else happened on social media. Like, honestly, I stopped listening to Stassi's podcast. Have you?
I don't listen to it anymore.
I mean, I saw the last one was Taylor Strucker, and I just can't with that. It's a hard no for me. But then I saw this other one, and I was like, I was literally out of podcasts, which it's, well, that's not really possible because I didn't go into the crime era yet. But I'm like, well, we'll see what she has to say. I couldn't even listen. It was with Lo again.
Mm.
So it's like basically a full rotation. Bo, Lo, Rachel. Bo, Lo, Rachel. And it was recapping Paris, which apparently the 20-hour-a-day IG stories wasn't enough of a recap. Now we had to recap that. And it was just, I mean, I could have predicted this. She was it wasn't the trip she expected because she was so busy being tour guide and hostess and showing everyone everything. I'm like, okay, been there, done that. Like, I do not want to go to certain cities anymore unless I go alone or with people that have already been, because you want everyone to experience all the greatness.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what you want to do every time. Like, I don't need to go to Rome again. I don't need to go to the Colosseum again. Twice was enough. Once, quite frankly, was enough for me. You know, it's just, so her whole trip was, it didn't really sound fun. Because she was playing tour guide, which, it's her own downfall.
Yeah.
But that's all the podcast was about. I'm like, I already knew all of this. I'm so bored.
I mean, I don't blame her, you know, for using the content of just traveling. She probably felt like she had to, but I would have definitely tried to come up with something new and exciting to share.
It was like that in Game of Thrones. I don't know. I tuned out. It just hasn't been working for me in quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the same old blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I've tried, but...
Yeah, I still listen to, like, all the Vanderpump recaps, and then I've started some other, like young actor podcasts that I'm listening to, like, get ideas for Ronnie's career, and yeah, that's actually been really interesting.
I was at brunch with Josh, and I was telling him about the Lala story on that Call Her Daddy, which I'd never heard of, and everyone's like, just be careful, it's really graphic, and I was like, whoa, this is really graphic, but I was telling him, I'm like, yeah, it's some podcast. I'm like, oh my God, these chicks are so raunchy. He's like, wait, Call Her Daddy? Like, he knew all about it. He listens all the time.
Oh my gosh.
But there's so many out there that, yeah, the old ones I used to listen to all the time. Now I'm just kind of like, I'm bored. And it's like the same. It's like, I like listening to impressions and it's funny. But now I'm like, there's so much other stuff I want. I actually want to listen to podcasts where, you know, I learned something maybe, or it's another area of life I'm interested in. Like, you're listening for actors, mm-hmm. for your kids and stuff like that. Like, I'd like to, like, dedicate more time.
You know, like the reason why people listen to this podcast, to learn something.
Right. Well, you know what though? If you are going to listen, okay, you actually can learn something from this podcast, because sadly enough, we have been psychotic about our details. And we know a lot of stuff that people take for granted, or, you know, I don't know, I'm just saying basic shit. It's like, no, we don't know basic shit. We know everything.
Everything.
And a lot of that is thanks to you guys, because it, you know, it takes a village.
Yeah. It's our community that we have.
Yeah. And, you know, but Holly and I started being as, like, the detailed-oriented, like, we know these, like, psycho bits of information. So if you do want to learn about Vanderpump Rules, this is the place for it. But if you're new, hit us up, because we can either just answer you, or there's some new people, and I told someone, I'm like, you know, I think what we should do is kind of come up with, like, a highlights, I don't know, post or something, or put it somewhere where, like, here, listen to our interview with Britney's ex-boyfriend that she cheated on with Jax, or listen to the Faith interview, or listen to Jeremy Maddox, or, you know, or just some of our insider trips, mm-hmm. or other things, like, you know, some of the highlighted podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Just, you know, it's fun to go back, because sometimes when they're interviews, you don't really care when they were. I'm not saying you need to go listen to season 5, episode 3 of our podcast.
Oh, no. I mean, when I'm, like, researching a subject, I'll go back years on people's podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, so, you guys, wow. This started off as volatile as it ended last week. Brittany's face was so mean. Like, she's really come out. The monster has emerged, the one that we knew existed.
Mm-hmm.
The one that has gotten into bar fights and has a mugshot and all that. She has shown herself, and I'm here for it.
Tom, stop, you're his best man. You guys are supposed to be our friends. I'm very confused. I don't know what's going on here. I don't like it.
It's like, I see why you and Jax are a match.
Yeah.
When it really comes down to it, very similar.
I felt so bad for Tom in this whole scene. Like, I would not want it to be thrown in my face every second that I am Jax's best man And I really don't feel like this would be like a threat or anything to stop a regular person who was like possibly the best man, because they just wouldn't give a crap. They'd be like, fine, take it away. But to T. Sandy, those are fighting words.
Yeah, like a lot of people hate weddings and they're like, oh, I don't want to, or they decline. And I'm like, I don't understand that. Like, I love weddings and I would love to be in a wedding. It's just worth time to shine. You know, it's a stage.
And we're talking about T. Sandy here. Well, like, this.
Right, so I get him.
This is, like, that Jax really is hitting him where it hurts. For him to keep threatening that really is threatening.
Don't you want T. Sandy to be one, too? Because you're just into the whole event planning and party planning.
Yeah, but I don't like to be, like, under someone. Someone.
You only want to be the bride.
It's someone else's day, and, like, I have to, like, be nice and, like, I like that, but it's also like a pain. You know, it's like a chore.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yes, no, I do like to shine.
Well, and I kind of get off on that. Yeah. Well, that, but like also party, you know, part of the party planning, and it's just like.
You definitely could have like a moment. Like, and that is what T. Sandy does not want taken away. He wants to throw the best bachelor party, mm-hmm. and the best, like, he wants to give Jax the best gift. He wants to be the most thoughtful.
Yeah.
He wants to do all of those things.
Yeah.
So I definitely.
Well, speaking of, Jax had his Michigan bachelor party this last weekend. I know they're going to have several. They're going to have a cast one. This was this Michigan one, but Sandoval was not there. And you would think, like, your best man, blah, blah, blah. And he was in St. Louis. That's very close. It's an hour flight. So I don't know. There's speculation. And, you know, he was, you know, with his family and friends, and they were at a Cardinals game. And then they went out, you know, to the crown room and had drinks. He has a little VIP area. And this is where he's guest bartended before. I've been to this place. It's right in Ballpark Village. So I just thought it was interesting that it's not like he had a contractual obligation somewhere. He was literally partying in St. Louis.
Yeah, and I told Sarah, I was so confused. I honestly thought that he was there to see his dad, like, for something more important than to just watch a game and go to a bar. Like, I thought his father was ill. And I thought that, like, wow, like, what a perfect, like, what a perfect storm for his father to be ill, because it's like gives him an excuse to not be there. It kind of goes along with Jack's whole narrative right now.
Because you thought what he said last week about his father being ill.
Yes.
You thought that was current.
I thought it was current. And I thought that's why all of that emotion came up from him. I thought this was like very raw and everyone was kind of quiet on stage. Like they're like, oh yeah. Like I totally misunderstood that whole scene.
But I'm not saying you're wrong. I felt like that was something that happened in the past.
No, I think, like, now that you say that, I'm pretty sure you're right. But
it's like, he was out with his dad all weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, his dad could still be ill and be out. But I think, like, you know, his dad came here a few times last year. Like, he seemed pretty
Yeah, so fine. When was this? I guess I need to, someone let me know what the timeline is of what happened.
Okay, like, before my dad died, like, there was many incidents, like, you know, oh, he's had heart surgery, oh, he had this, oh, he had that. So it's like, it could have been, you know, and this has gone on for 20 years or whatever, so it could have been, you know, 10 years ago, it could have been 5 years ago, and maybe he had a stroke, or maybe he had something where it was touch and go for 3 weeks.
Right.
So, like, he can relate. I mean, he ultimately didn't lose him, so, you know, they can still play that card if they want to, but still scary as shit, and I just don't know the timeline, but it could have been, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, so very bizarre if he truly did not attend that, and he could have. That is, mm-hmm. like, are they creating a story for us all, or, you know, like, what's going on?
And then I think Jack's credited, he's like, oh, Schwartz made my outfit for me, or gave me my outfit.
Uh-huh, yeah, I saw that.
Because I thought Schwartz was there, but he wasn't there either.
I mean, this is very difficult, because I can't watch the story because I'm blocked. So, like, I see the stories in our group, which, if you have not joined our Facebook group, you guys join it. Everyone posts in there. It's so fun.
I thought you could see on your personal.
No, I'm blocked personally.
But remember last week you said you thought you were unblocked?
I can go on Twitter. Twitter I am.
Oh.
Not Instagram. For Instagram, I have to go on Daisies and look. And I don't know, I don't ever click over there, so I miss, like, the...
I didn't know she had one. Is Ronnie blocked?
Yeah. Wait, Ronnie's blocked. Yeah, he blocked Ronnie right when he blocked, like...
Jack's blocked a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, at the time.
Yeah.
She was...
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah.
You really should tweet about that.
Yeah, he blocked my child.
A 3-year-old.
My other podcast that I had. And it's not like I was actively commenting. Like, I was not, like, talking bad, like, from the other accounts or anything.
You didn't say anything bad, nor did I.
No. That's the craziest thing about him. It's like, it just makes no sense.
Well, and someone had a good, I think May had a good point. Like, when you block someone... Are they no longer a follower?
No, this is the crazy thing that I wanted to ask you guys about. So when I go on Daisy's Instagram, it says, and I click on Jax, I don't have her following him, you know, so I click on that and it says followed by H to the Wood. So it still shows me following and I can't unfollow because I'm blocked.
Oh no.
So he's like, maybe that's his way of like keeping followers because he gets you and then he blocks you and then I'm like locked in as a follower.
Because she was saying stupid because you get endorsements based on how many followers you have. But
yeah. So you guys let us know, is that true? If you're blocked, like, am I still following him even though I'm blocked? Like, why can't I get rid of that? Like, I don't want my name on, I don't want H to the Wood if follows Jax.
I need to Google that.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Because all of us that are blocked need to band together and, like, fully delete him. If he has blocked us, then we need to exit. But I guess that kind of defeats the purpose of being able to block a person because you're, like, severing the contact. Yeah, it'd be interesting to know how it works.
I mean, Stassi made a good point. She doesn't block anyone because she's like, I just mute them because anyone can just go start another one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, good point. And
that takes a lot of work, though.
Yeah, it does. And so it's like, just, don't block us. And
And don't disable comments. Yeah.
And if you, if you are like, I don't know. I think if someone blocks you, you're more determined to go start another account and then really go batshit crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, I like what she does sometimes with haters is just kind of like turns it around or she doesn't lash out like Jax does. She just like.
The only thing that frustrates me about Stassi is and how she handles her quote unquote haters is everything that she does. Like she heard it from one of her friends.
Yeah.
Like, they'll say on there, you know what's really funny is to say, you sound like a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see, like, she'll comment that, like, 5 times. And it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I just wish, like, Stassi, I like your ideas. I like what you have to say. I don't always want her to copy, like, what Jackie says or what, you know.
That's actually what she talked about on the part of the podcast I listened to with Lo, where she was like, yeah, it was, like, great at the book signing, but everyone just kept coming up to me and, like, you know, like, she's like, I want to connect, but I have 1,000 of you to see, so you can't really have a conversation, right? But she said so many of the fans came up and they're like, oh, my God, you have to tell me how you would murder me. And so she was like, well, I can't really come up with something on the spot. And I was like, yeah, because you didn't come up with that on the spot either. You stole it from Jackie, the ice pick thing. And I'm like, you plan your confessionals. You plan your witty statements. You're not James Kennedy. No, I think she can be, and she has been for sure in the past. But, you know, for someone to say, tell me how you'd murder me, and she's like, I can't just come up with that off the top of my head. And I'm like, but see, that's what your fans think you can. They think that you are this off-the-cuff witty person, but you're either taking it or you're planning it.
Yes.
And it's cool for the show because it still works for the show. But
yeah, I did see that picture that Stassi just posted on social media on Instagram where she's showing her her face, you know, without makeup on or whatever. And, I mean, Stassi is a gorgeous girl. Like, there is just no way. Like, she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where I was going with that. But no, I think she brings so much to the show, but I would love to see her trust herself a little bit more than having to, like, lean into what other people, like, think is funny or what she thinks is funny.
Yeah, what was the point on the, because I just saw that post, too, while we were, but what was the point of it? Something about Game of Thrones, her face is...
Yeah, it was just a crazy episode.
Here's a little Makeup Monday realness. Pretty sure last worsened my... Oh, so she was stressed. So her psoriasis acted up because she was stressed over Game of Thrones.
It's a really hard time for her because her character that she's based, you know, her listener, the Khaleesi's off of, is having a hard time. So
she thinks it's her.
Yeah. So I think everything's really been shattered for her right now. I don't know.
Well, I saw her story. It was all about that. So.
Oh, I didn't see it. Okay, so...
All right, so back to... Oh, God.
So they take a break right in the beginning. They're fighting, and...
Okay, first we have Katie going, Tom, you're dumb. You sound dumb. It's like, ooh, good one, Katie. Katie has a lot of zingers. Like, James is like, see you next Tuesday, Katie. She's like, I'll see you next Tuesday, motherfucker. I'm like, good one. Like, he just said
that. She didn't even say it as well as you just said it. Like, you have to say, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Because she's gangsta.
Yeah. She's from Utah.
Like Lala.
Yeah.
Tupac country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you think of this scene that they... So they're on stage. You know, it's the same fight from last week. We're all aware of what's going on. And then they take a break, and we're getting to see the behind-the-scenes footage, which started with, like, the Housewives franchise. They started doing that, mm-hmm. where they'd show them in the makeup room and talking to their assistant or, you know, like, just being all worked up behind the scenes. So they kind of took a note from their reunions, and so we go backstage with them, and everyone is just up in arms about T. Sandy supporting James. Kristen is, like, walking back and forth, and...
You never hold them accountable, James or Tom.
And Jax is like muttering to himself, like, that's it. He's not my best man. Bo's gonna take his spot.
Bo is gonna take Sandoval's spot.
And then meanwhile, DJ James and Lisa are out on stage.
Bo is in Michigan. Pretty sure.
Wait, what do you mean?
I think he was at Jax's bachelor party in Michigan.
Really?
I feel like, did I dream it? I think I snapshotted it. Or I dreamt it.
No, I think you're right, too.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay, anyways. Meanwhile, yeah, Bo's gonna take her place. You don't have to be my wedding.
So James is, you know, crying to Lisa, and she's like, you're okay?
He's like, oh, I'm in shambles over here.
He's like, I have 7 people coming for me.
I mean, he held it together really well because he, like, broke down with Lisa and, like, 2 seconds before he was, like, stone cold. But it's, like, he's probably, you know, like, when I'm at the dentist or I'm in a bad interview or something and, like, I'm, like, digging nails into my fingers or, like, if I have a ring, sometimes I wear a ring. Like, I'm wearing this ring right now because, like, for the dental chair, I wanted to be able to have, like, something sharp to poke into my skin to, like, take the pain.
Yes.
So I can focus on that pain, you know, like cutters do. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to demean that. I'm just saying I needed to focus on, like, some other kind of pain. So he must have been doing something because he held, like, and he's by himself. Like, I wouldn't have been able to hold it together the way he did.
I mean, okay, here's what I don't understand. If I was James and I knew that I was walking into that horrible situation where they're ready to attack him, mm-hmm. like, wouldn't you, like, hire someone that, like, prepped you to, like, okay, what do I do? What do I say? I'm going to stay calm. Like, I would have that person.
Like, Raquel seemed prepped.
Yes, like, I would have someone there. Like, that, like, on the break, they took me and they're like, hey, you're doing good. Stay calm. Yeah, here's like some water.
Ice cream coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I say that because, like, now that, like, Ronnie's getting into all this stuff, like, it's like, hire this coach, hire that. Like, it's like a joke. All these freaking coaches. That is what Hollywood is all about, is having all these coaches. There's a coach for, a speech coach. There's a voice coach. There's a this. I mean, there's a self-tape coach. There's this. It's like.
A manager, an agent, a PR person.
A manager just approach. Like, now I'm talking to a man. It's insane. Like, the industry is insane.
Life coach.
And it's like. they're in this industry, so why would they not seek? I mean, a lot of these things are great. They're awesome tools that if you are at that level and, like, you can use them, you should, you know? So James could have won this reunion if he just had a game plan and stuck to it.
Pre-rehearsed things, not even zingers, but just, like, how to react to, like, you know, certain topics are going to come up. You know what? Like a freaking presidential debate.
Yes.
You know what issues are going to come. You're prepped. You're rehearsed.
You're at least ready for, like, to not react emotionally
if someone says something.
A couple of times he was great. Like, I could, like, his, when Katie said, well, we'll get into it when she says what she says, but.
Or, like, last week, the boyfriend, when Jax was like, your boyfriend.
He handled that well.
You came off great because you were like, that's rude, and who cares if he wasn't. If I want him to be my boyfriend, he would be. So it's like, he came off great as far as, like, it doesn't matter if I would have a boyfriend or doesn't. Jax looked like the homophobic asshole.
Yes, I loved that
And
moment.
Then everyone came for Jax, you know, online, like, oh, coming from Jax, you know, sucked the old guy in Miami for, you know, modeling gigs or free rent or whatever, mm-hmm. or at least those were the, I mean, that's what Miami John said, mm-hmm. that they had relations.
Yeah.
So it's like, who cares? But, like, the way Jax is going, your boyfriend, it's like.
Yeah, oh. Shut up, Jax. Yeah. Okay, so.
Andy asked Jax, he's like, no. Okay, Andy, you guys know, previous years, he's been phoning it in. And we were getting real tired of it, and. He's back. He's been cheating. He's been asking the right questions. Maybe he listened to everyone. So he's like, asked Jax. He's like, now, Jax, you keep saying you've changed, but, like, really, in what ways have you really changed? And, you know, like, it's a loaded question. And he does this with, he did it with Kristen. He did it with Katie. I'm like, I fucking loved Andy this reunion.
That's a perfect example that you just brought up. Now, Jax prepared. He knew this question was coming, and he had his answer ready to go. He had it a couple of times. He gets it every season, just like he mouths off to Andy about that, but he knew kind of his little key words that he wanted to say.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like, James should have done the same thing.
Yeah. So Jack says he's changed the way he approaches things now. You know, like, he used to attack everyone, and he just changed his approach. Which, you know, is a giant LOL because anyone that sees him on Twitter, and those of you that don't, that are part of the Jax Block Club, and I know that's most of you, he has not changed. He's actually gotten worse. So that's a big ha-ha.
Yes.
Ha-ha! Lies. But, you know, whatever you do to you, Jax.
Yeah, seeing what Jax, I mean, my entire phone, like, the other day, I woke up, and I know I shouldn't do this, oh my god, but I had my phone under my pillow, and I know you're supposed to, like, keep it far away from you. Mm-hmm. I reach under my pillow, I thought my bed was gonna catch on fire. It was, my phone was so hot.
Really?
Because I think it's, like, so full of screenshots of Jax just, like, going off at people. Because, like, I always want to capture it because I've always, like, had this idea that I'm going to take every shitty thing he has said and make some sort of, it's still in my heart to create a rap. It's still in my heart to, like, do something. Like, my hate for Jax is just, like, very, very deep. But I screenshot everything because.
It would be nice to do a nice montage collage of all of his hate tweets.
It would.
Calling everyone ugly.
There's thousands of, like, I'm not kidding, my phone is, you old fat, oh, look at you, I mean, just, like, 80s. Stupid, everything.
Stupid, and it's, like, probably spelled wrong.
And sometimes I can tell when it's Brittany. Sometimes Brittany will mouth off for Jax, and you can tell that it's her, because, like, the writing style's a little bit different. Yeah. But she will still, like, be very rude to people.
So maybe it was Brittany using Jax's phone to create the fake Raquel.
Yeah, it could have been. He's like, what are you talking about?
But I know that look of him. Because, like, when he
that's his lying face.
When he did the Kristen Brittany reveal, he had, like, a different face.
And I think it was a real expression face. And clearly, her story keeps changing. You're lying! You're lying! And now, oh, he's not lying. She went on a podcast about saying this, and she went on the reunion now saying, well, yeah, we hooked up, we made out, they had some boob touching, but I don't recall Bill Clinton going down on me. You know what I mean? Like, full Bill Clinton style. Like, your story's changing, Brittany. You gave Jax so much shit, called him a liar, said he was ruining your family. And Jax is, remember we both believed him. And we never believed Jax.
Yeah.
But we both felt like we believed him in that. And I think his face looked like real. Or real as in it looked different than his lying face. His lying face was, what? What? That wasn't me. That was me. How would you know that? How would you now that's Jax.
That's Jax, yeah.
But, yeah. It would be funny, though, if it was Brittany, because she's like, I just don't ever understand why people are mean. Why can't you just be nice?
Yeah, exactly. Why say anything at all?
Right.
I only spread love.
So if it was, like, really revealed, like we got forensics involved and, like, the FBI and, like, traced the IP address, like, right to her phone or something. You know, he's in the shower and she, like, got his verification code from Twitter.
I know how to do it because I have all his passwords now, you know, because I don't fully trust him.
Yeah.
He's got more than an hour and he changes his code. Mm-mm.
Oh. So, Tom says Jax is a recovering, you know, they flash back to when he said he was a recovering sociopath. But, I mean, he makes a good point. Like, he
makes up lies and he's, like, really high off them, but then that high wears off and he, like, he just goes back to his normal ways. I've just seen the pattern.
Because, like, according to Jax, they've been friends 20 years, but really it's been, like, 12.
Yeah, so I, in a way, I see Jax and Brittany's point about T. Sandy. Like, it would be annoying. Like, I was thinking, I put myself in the situation where if it was, like, me and you on stage, and you decided to come for me and be like, well, Holly, you know, I don't know, you do talk about Ronnie too much, and it's, like, a kind of annoying, and Chad kind of, you know, Chad should have really got that rat the other night, and I'd be like, dude, like, those are, like, you're my friend, like, why are you, what, I'm not saying anything about you, like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, he does, T. Sandy does have that way of kind of, he knows what to do on a reunion, and I could see it being frustrating to be on the other side of that.
I mean, he is truly, like, Kristen tried to take the title of morality police, mm-hmm. but he truly is the morality police.
That's true. That's true. And not in a bad way like Kristen is. Like he, and that's the thing, like you almost can't be mad at him because it's true. Because
he's right.
Because even like two seasons ago, was it two seasons ago that Nikolai was on? Mm-hmm. Two seasons ago, like I'm not going to lie, I was so upset that he called out Nikolai. Like it truly bothered me to the point where I was like, I'm done. And I know so many people loved it, but it's
actually
like,
most people hated it.
It's like,
they were like, it's child abuse.
I just thought it was like, I was horrified that he had the nerve. Yeah. To speak about a kid like that. Like it was like, I was shocked, but again, that's T. Sandy with like out a filter. And if I put myself in his shoes, would it be annoying to have a little kid mouth off at me in that way?
You guys, they didn't air. Apparently, Nikolai popped off a whole bunch on Tom and Ariana, but they didn't air that part. They edited it out, so they were just...
And I'm sure that, like, when it comes down to it, like, if T. Sandy really, like, deeply reflected on, like, what bothered him about that whole thing, I'm sure it wasn't Nikolai. I'm sure it was the fact that Katie, Kristen, Stassi, everyone on that in that room were snickering as he was saying things that verbatim were told to him by the Witches of WeHo.
Right.
You know, it had nothing to
so
do.
It's not the kid's fault. No. It's just what he's been taught.
Yes.
Yeah.
But to see him react like that about Nikolai was hilarious. But I think it just goes to show that, like, no one is off limits for him. And, like, if you wanted to make a case for it, that he is a good friend, I think that's true. Because if you go back and look at the history of the show, he has consistently called out everyone on everything.
And he's forgiven and moved on. Because let's not forget, James screwed him over with the Kristen roommate, the whole thing. And he has moved on. He does truly forgive and move on. And
I just think, I think that, like, at the end, like, it feels like he puts up with a lot throughout the season, and then at the end, he's looking for a little, like, he just wants to make sure that you, like, that we all know that this happened, and he knows. Like, there's some sort of weird, he wants, like, everything to come full circle to go, oh, yeah. Well, like, you are a hypocrite, Katie. Do you get it? You know, and she's like, oh, thanks, Tom.
I think, like, his trigger, like, when James was talking later about, you call me skinny, you call me a skin fairy, you call me anorexic, and Tom's like, yeah, like, I don't, like, just because someone called me dumb, I don't try to get them fired. Like, I think maybe Tom's trigger is being called dumb.
Okay.
Because he kind of made that reference, and so also by him standing, he's like, he's telling us, hey, I know what's going on. I know they're hypocrites. I know they're doing that. Like, I'm not dumb.
Yes.
But that might be his trigger, because that's what people say about Tom and Tom.
Yes, I also think it's his trigger with Lisa and her dismissing him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I love both Tom and Ariana bringing it, because I know they truly did it to be, like, just speak the truth. They weren't even standing up for anyone. They were just speaking the truth. But they also need to do it, and they did do it, to be, like, a compelling reason to come back. Because if they're just, like, always, like, in the right and just, like, easy to get along with, then, you know, there's not a lot of, like, why do you need to stay on the show? But, like, we need them on the show. Because they're the voice of reason. But when they get heated like this and defensive, and, like, Tom Sandoval will always win the debate because he's right. Jax will just end up going,
It's much easier, though. They're, like, it was much easier to hear Ariana say it than, like, Tom kind of, he gets really emotional and he starts, like, he gets carried away. Ariana, like, interpreting for him was, I mean, she was awesome.
Yeah, she's the master debater, but he brings, like, the heated expressions and yelling, and she is stern, but she's going to, like, annihilate you point by point.
Yes.
Calmly and...
Yes.
Yeah.
So then, after we kind of talk about how T. Sandy was concerned and he was just being a good friend, Lisa jumps in, and this was, like, the first time that I was like, Sarah, pause it. Like, I had to take a deep breath here. So... What she said, so Lisa says, I think that fundamentally that Jax is a good man, but he's self-serving. And she said, I think that he has seen and he knows that life is better with Brittany in it.
Well, that his life will be better with her in it. And so that ultimately does tie in with him being self-serving. So he is serving himself by realizing, oh, this chick's gonna do anything for me. I should probably do this because it's going to benefit me. It's not because he can't stand to lose her or that he's so in love with her and he'll die for her, because he won't. You know, he won't save her.
No.
If that train's coming, she's going down.
Yes.
He's not jumping in front of it.
Now, do you...
So it is ultimately self-serving.
Do you think that Brittany is 100% loyal? Like, will Brittany always be ride or die for Jax? Like, does she... Because she may have been ride or die for Aaron, yet she jumped ship and, you know, went to Vegas. Like,
if someone bigger and better comes along.
Kobe Bryant or something. Yeah, he really just treats her like crap, and then one night she's out with her girls, like... You know, like, I'm gonna say, like, is...
What if, like, Kobe Bryant wines and dines her? Let's say he's divorced.
Okay.
Even though that probably wouldn't matter to her. Don't you think it'd be...
It will be really interesting to see. Like, I feel like all of us, like, first, like, if we were just, like, lightly thinking about it, we'll think, Jax is gonna F this up. Jax is going to cheat. Jax is going to go back to his behavior. But what if...
She gets, like... Like, what if she's a new Katie Holmes? She gets Tom Cruise.
What if it's her who is not loyal?
Wait, would you rather be with Tom Cruise or Jax? I'm going to have to go with Jax on this one.
I don't know why I almost just, like, yelled out Tom Cruise. Like, do I secretly want to be, like, Scientologized?
No, because first of all, you're going to have to sign a giant prenup. And second of all, you're going to be stalked for the rest of your life by and your life will be trashed if you leave him. Like, yeah, no.
No.
And he's also weird.
And short.
Yeah, I'll go with the, like, misogynistic asshole, sweaty pig, Jax.
Yeah.
Even if he's broke.
Yeah, I would go with Jax,
too. I'm not risking my life on that.
No. Because you could totally, like, ditch Jax, like, very easily and never see him again. But...
Yeah.
But Tom Cruise... Like, I'm even scared to say this right now. Like,
I know, we should
just... let's delete this part.
Hey, Heather McDonald just had, for the third time, this ex-Scientologist. So, she's always kind of fair. Like, I kind of stopped listening, but I had a road trip the other day, and I was like, I was out of everything. I was like, what the hell? And I couldn't download new ones because I was on the road.
I hate that.
Yeah. So I was like, eh, I already had to, like, I had something half listened to. I'm like, okay. So I think we're fine. We're just saying we don't want to mess around with pissing anyone off.
No.
Not in that world.
Uh-uh.
Bravo world, sure.
Yeah.
Bring it on. So, yeah, that was very insightful, and I agree with her.
And then Lisa's made another comment.
But then I do not personally agree with.
She said that poor Jax was a victim of the tape recorder that Faith used.
Well, she was a victim of Faith, and he was an easy target. You know, anyone, you know, she was recording him. He was a victim. Poor Jaxie.
Poor little delicate Jax that is just so vulnerable and everyone is just pouncing on him trying to take advantage.
Okay, in this moment, I actually prefer Jax because he owned it. He's like, no, nope, 100% my fault. Nope, my fault. Like, okay, thank you. You owned
it. Yeah, I like that.
But Lisa, okay, you guys, I tweeted at Lisa. I just could not hold my tongue on this. I tweeted at Lisa and tagged Faith. That was just a disgusting statement to say.
She said that constantly, like, and no one calls her out. Yes.
She said it last reunion, and that pissed me off then, too. And I think I tweeted at them, too. But for her to say he's a victim, I'm like, first of all, you don't even know the fucking story. Do you even watch your show? Probably not, because you don't watch Beverly Hills. But Faith's got the text thread. She's got the screenshots. He was proactively pursuing her in DMs. He was hitting her up. He was being suggested. He was the one pursuing this proactively, DMing her, you know? And it's like, he is the one that cheated. And I'm saying, you know, like, whatever. And he told her they were broken up. Whether or not they were, whether or not he did, or whether or not she believed it, yeah, I'm not saying she's in the right. But this is ultimately his problem. He is not a victim. He chooses to, you know, he chose to get in the position to put it in. You know what I mean? There's choices all along the way. Don't DM Faith. Don't try to meet up with her. Don't hook up with her. Don't do this. Don't have sex. Don't make out. You know what I mean? Like, that was a disgusting, old school, like, horrible. Like, if Lisa Vanderpump said that, if she was a man, can you imagine?
Mm-mm.
I mean, fuck. Are you crying?
No, sorry. No, I'm getting tired again. Yeah, no, it's true. I'm horrified that is, like, every time she opens her mouth and says that, I'm truly in shock. And did you get the impression that as she was talking about, this happens later in the show, but she was like, we really wanted to show James's story because, yes, there's this horrible behavior, but there is this other side to him. There's his family. There's this, there's that. Did you get the impression she really, really gets in there and produces this show? Like, she is making the decisions on how everyone's story is told.
It did sound like that.
And the bitterness was coming out from the cast members. Katie was bitter. Kristen was bitter. All of them are bitter that Lisa is, like, truly making this story to have James come out on top.
And, like, Raquel. Okay, well, I did or I didn't, or I guess that's up to Lisa. It's not up to Lisa if you're hired. That's up to Guillermo, Natalie, the actual managers of the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Peter, Monica, whoever, whatever. Like, why would Lisa be hiring the waitresses? That's Natalie's schedule. Like,
well, on the app she did too. I was hired by Lisa.
Because it's the app. But you know what I'm saying? In real life, okay, let's say no one's on the show. Is Lisa hiring...
Probably certain people, I would say, right? I'm sure she's like, Guillermo, take care of that.
Yeah. Well...
That's not her job, but I'm sure she...
I'm saying anyone that's not... That works there, that is not on the show. Okay, let's say Eric, our hot bartender.
Okay.
Eric Lutz. Love you. Love you a long time. Was he hired by her?
I would say probably not.
Sounds like Guillermo, likes to go and recruit hot men, according to Peter. He just goes around, and, he thought I was very attractive, thought I would do well. I have.
And I said, yes, I will.
Does he just not want to be filmed? Because they are fools for not filming that man. Because Ariana also said he's very funny. And he is, one of the hottest people to ever look at.
Yeah, why would you waste your time at Sir if you're not going to film?
Yeah, because...
I'm better than filming. I can't.
Adam moved on. Well, Adam, remember, he wasn't even a bartender, though, so he actually worked there to earn his bartender. Remember him and Jeremy were supposed to train at the same time as mm-hmm. bartenders?
Mm-hmm.
But I heard he moved on to Pally House.
Oh, okay.
So that, sorry, Lala, he's not thirsty. Or sketchy. So basically, she's talking about Robbie. Because who else has Sheena brought on? You bring some thirsty, sketchy men on this. It's Adam works there and he's friends with everyone.
I would definitely say she was talking about Robbie.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's one.
Yeah.
She said, you bring some sketchy, thirsty men, plural.
Hmm.
And I'm like, oh, well, she's talking about Rob. But, anyways.
Poor Rob.
We digress.
So then he asks, Andy asks James, do you think that Jax has changed? And poor James tried to, once again, be nice and, maybe say something. He's like, yes, I think Jax has changed. Everyone's rolling their eyes,
Here he goes again. There he is. Oh, yeah.
So he's like, actually, I don't give a shit.
And why should he? These people hate him. They've never been nice to him. Why should he care? And
should he care?
And Jax is like, see, he doesn't even care. And Chris is like, exactly, he doesn't care. It's like, or when he said to Katie, he's like, well, Katie, I actually don't like you. She's like, well, why don't you like me?
That was really terrifying. I wish that we have some psychologists that listen to this. What is that where she turns around, she hates, spews so much hate about this guy and turns around and says, why don't you like me? With absolutely
confusion and, yeah.
It was so, I've never seen anyone ask a question like that.
Genuinely, confused.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand.
I'm noble.
But I'm Katie, are you not online? I mean, I actually think you aren't because she really doesn't post much except for her.
She is online. She is.
But, her blog hasn't been updated. And I know she's very busy with her household and her husband, but her blog has not been updated in, a year. So, are you not online? Do you not realize that actually no one likes you? Because I'm not just talking about, we're not being mean podcasters. You can quite honestly listen to any podcast around Bravo and no one likes you. Because, and we're not trying to exclude you and say, we are not going to like Katie. You're just not likable.
Mm-mm.
So maybe time for a little self-reflection. Even Andy Cohen knows this and he said, Katie, a lot of people online, they come, they don't really like you. And she goes, I don't get it. I'm very noble.
I feel like out of all of the podcasters, we have tried to give Katie the most chance. I don't know.
I always compliment her body because as seen in person, she is stunning and beautiful. We don't like her outfit choices, but nor does anybody else on this planet.
Yeah, it's... I wish that Katie would do something that, made me root for her. But I refuse to get on board with her. I'm standing up for myself, and I have no regrets about what I did. The fact that she can't step back and say, maybe it's not cool to, like, fully fire someone from the show and freeze them out from working. Maybe I can go about this a different way.
I'm proud of myself. I'm noble. Or, like, okay, so, well, I mean, we can get into the Billy Lee thing and still come back, but since we're on this topic, just the Billy Lee thing. And I understand it's been hard for Billy Lee to get her message out there, but I think basically what she's trying to say is, like, look, my whole life has been about exclusion, and I am just so used to everyone excluding me that when something like this happens, I kind of naturally, oh, just yet another exclusion. Whereas Katie just took it so defensively, and she did. Like, even when Billy tried to apologize at the roller rink, Katie was like, you did me dirty. Okay, how about Katie, you'll listen first and be like, oh, wow, well, you know I'm not transphobic, but I guess I also haven't been in your shoes, so I see where you could think that. That was not my intention, and I'm sorry that that came across that way. But instead, she's like, you did this, you did that. Oh.
She is more concerned with being labeled transphobic than anything else, which, if she truly wasn't, why would that even matter that that was, like, brought up? You know, like,
yeah.
Just her body language.
Be like James and not care about the homo, like, the, you know, the gay references. He's like, those didn't even bother him. He's like, whatever. It's like, that's a rude comment.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so next we go into Lala talking about eating Ariana's cookie, and, like, they go on and on with their details of the hookup.
I did like the little scene before, just wrapping that up, James, on how he doesn't care. And they're like, see? It was like Jax and Kristen both look to Andy, and they're like, see? Like, their little tattletales, just like Jax did earlier when he was like, see, Andy? See how he's talking to me? Like, he's a little bitch. He's a little tattletale.
Yeah.
And they're both like, see, Andy? See? And James is just like, I don't give a fuck. He's like, she has a book coming out. Great for her. I'll probably be at the Grove. I'm not going to go see it because I don't give a fuck. And he's like, why should he? And I appreciated Stassi at least laughing in that moment because...
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. It's like, but it's true. You know? Oh, yeah. The cookie... Okay, the grossest part here for me was when Sandoval was like, yeah, then Lala was like, dude, can I, like, go down on your girl? And Ariana was like, no, she didn't say it like that. She said, Ariana, get back here now. And then here's the gross part. Schwartz, oh, I like that.
No.
Oh, like, he's like, Lala, bossing Ariana run around. She's the boss. Like, now I understand why he's married to Katie.
Yuck.
He likes a boss bitch.
I don't want to picture that.
But did you see his face light up? And he's like, ew, I like that. And I'm like, also, if I was Katie, I don't know, can you imagine Chad being like, let's say, like, you know, obviously this would never happen, but let's say Julie and I hooked up and you were telling Chad, no, okay, I can't say you and me. Let's say you and me and Julia, and then Chad was like, oh, I like that. Like, wouldn't that be offensive to you?
Yes.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
That would bother me. Not sure, like, we were talking about, Lolly posted something in the Facebook group about Guillermo. He always likes to post his wolf pictures. Sorry. But I'm like, can you imagine being Natalie? His wife, and then his kids that are in grade school. And this is what your dad's posting, like...
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'd be so mortified.
Yeah.
Like, if that was my husband, but also if I was the kid, you know, because, you know, other people at school and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's embarrassing.
So, okay. And then Lala told her mom about it. I'm like, okay, well, I guess whatevs. Glad you have a good relationship with your mother. Talk about such things.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
I'd rather not go there.
Mm-mm.
Andy to Brittany. I think this is a good time for you to maybe bring, like, admit to what you did with Kristen. And, again, we hear her
we, you know, you guys heard us on a previous podcast. We heard her on a podcast saying, now she's changed her story. I don't recall hooking up with Kristen. I mean, we made out. We did boob touching stuff, but, like, I mean, I don't really recall or remember her going down on me. Like, that is basically saying she did, and you're taking the easy way out. Because, I'm sorry, you'd be like, that did not happen, which is what she used to say. But now she's changed her story.
If it did happen, I'd be so mad that she was denying it.
It did happen.
You know what I mean?
She's also hooked up with girls before.
I still don't think it did.
What? You're making out with someone and touching boobs and, like, you're shocked that that wouldn't happen?
I think that there, like, there's a couple of storylines that I think are just absolutely fake on Vanderpump Rules.
But she admitted to the makeout and the boob touching, so...
Yeah, okay.
I mean... I see it. We know Kristen.
And if Brittany likes to get blackout drunk. So perhaps she doesn't recall. But I could see her getting into it in the moment. And she has said that she has hooked up with girls before. I don't know to what level. She hasn't detailed that.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. I just, like...
I guess I don't want to see it, so I'm in denial.
Yeah. Okay. That's awkward. Yeah, it's just whatever. Stick with the Bill Clinton, I don't recall, or I didn't inhale.
Yeah.
I didn't recall, like, with the cigar or something. Anyways, they talk about star sign Ariana, and I think it's funny that Ariana, like, follows her now, but, like, mutes her.
Yeah, it's funny.
But I know Stassi has said similar things. She's like, I mute some of my friends because they'll, like, post, like, 50 stories in a row with, like, dot, 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 and it's always of a concert. I'm like, well, clearly that's Ariana, sometimes Kristen, or Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
They all do that. And it is annoying. I agree with you, Stassi.
Yeah, very annoying.
Like, just watch the concert. Just be in the moment. Like... Are you really going to go back and watch the video footage of you videoing the concert, not enjoying the concert, taking a video of it? I don't know. Something you learn with age. So then they're talking about Gaga and all the other celebrities going to Tom Tom. And do you believe this, that Gaga wanted to see Britney's boobs? And, like, okay, fine, she said that. But then he's like, yeah, she wanted to know the doctor that got him done. Like, she wants them. I'm like, A, I don't see Gaga doing that. B, she probably wanted to know the doctor so that she could, like, file a complaint with the board.
I find it strange because out of every, like, you, let's say you're a fan of the show, you get a chance to talk to Jax. Like, that's what you say? That you like Britney's boobs? I mean, does anyone like Britney's boobs?
That's what's...
I mean, I'm starting to get used to them, but I would never seek them out as, like, my goal end look.
Right.
I actually would use it as, like, a cautionary, like, oh, let's go smaller.
But that Dr. Lakey is terrible.
I got a feeling I'm going to get sued. I mean, the Cabela didn't work. His boob surgeries.
I don't think he's terrible. I would still go to him.
His noses are awful. No, go to, like, Sheena and Lala's Dr. Diamond. Actually, I don't know. I don't really like...
No.
I don't like Lala's face changes.
And Sheena's looking different, too.
Plasticky or...
Yeah.
Yeah. She's kind of, like, waxy.
Both of them, like, their faces interesting to look at.
Yeah. Sheena's looking more like wax museum, like, just too shiny, perfect. And Lala's just... Her face is just...
Changing
so much. It's disturbing.
It is.
But I still doesn't make me a fan of Lakey. Anyways. So all this Tom talk, and they go, and I did not want to see this scene. I was like, great, I wasted 5 minutes of Andy riding around in the sidecar. But it actually was better than I thought it would be, because, like, it broke down. Because Holly and I were at Tom and it broke down. he had, like, oh, it was when Brittany's brothers and when everyone was in town for the engagement party.
Yeah, I think if you go to our YouTube channel, there's a video of it.
I didn't know we had a YouTube channel.
Yeah, we do. I think I literally think that's all that is on there is the motorcycle breaking down.
Can you
down.
Post it in the Facebook group?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, we go out there and he's going to take like Brittany's dad or Brittany's brothers for a ride. And then it like didn't start.
Yeah.
And like we were all out there for a long time and it just like ding, ding, ding.
And I like how he's like, well, this happens with motorcycles. You know, sometimes like, like you turn them on and they don't work. Sometimes like they get flooded. Like some, it's all, you know. That's just how motorcycles are.
And here's the thing. He's like, yeah, I know he doesn't drive it every day, but, like, a lot of people don't. And because they're weekend drivers, it's like, but every time, it's always at Tom Tom. So it's like, no, this is not. He's like, oh, the engine doesn't work. Unless you ride it every day. It's like, that's not true.
I feel like a specialist needs to come in and help them with this.
Let's get her on the podcast.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Like, no, but, like, it's embarrassing as, like, it's embarrassing. Like, someone should really come and help. Mm. And I loved how...
The production guy's running to, like...
Yeah, producer Jerry's like, help!
And someone, like, fuses it together. It's like, I don't know how the starter works. It's like...
And Andy seemed so annoyed. Like, at first he was like, ha ha ha, and then he's like, all right, I'm out of here. Like,
he seems so
annoyed. Andy Cohen is, like, stranded in the middle of, like, some random, like, Hollywood street. And it has to walk across, like, an intersection.
So did they go, like, 50 feet? It was at the whole...
It looked like it. It looked like they went through, like, a stop sign and right into the intersection. Boom.
Okay. Holly and I know a lot of bikers from Cook's Corner, thanks to Julia. But actually, Blake Shelton's been there. Jesse, well, we liked him with Sandra Bullock, Jesse James. Anyways, I'm just saying, like, we've been around a lot of bikes and bikers, and I've just never heard of such a thing.
And if such a thing was at Cook's, everyone would be laughing. Like, I...
Oh, yeah.
It would be, like, a whole thing.
Oh, that would be great if they pulled up in their goggles and gloves and sidecar.
That wouldn't go over well.
No. you guys have probably seen Cook's Corner featured on OC Housewives. They've gone there a few times. Oh, yeah, remember the awkward sober ride with Steve Lodge and Vicky?
Yes.
They ordered Cokes and whatever that was there. And then earlier, like, what, season 3 with Tamara Judge and Gretchen, when Gretchen was, like, her and Tamara were like, we're going to get pink Harleys.
Yes.
Anyways. All right, so, again, Andy kind of throws a little shade to Stassi. He's like, so you got your own holiday. It's like basically like taking selfies in mirrors.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's outfit of the day.
I thought she did a good job of kind of standing up for herself here and like really explaining her mission, and she made it sound really good and actually kind of threw it back in Andy's face, I thought.
Yeah, I thought she handled it really well and did throw it back in his face.
And I'm proud to know that, like, she truly knows what it stands for. You know, like, it was good to hear her say it.
And it was a good message.
It is, yeah.
So, good for you, and I agree. I still don't put together an outfit every day. Well, it's the same outfit, and, you know, same yoga pants and tank top, but I get your message, and I do agree that you do feel better when you are...
Yes, young. Yes.
Some of us just don't have the time, interest, or money, or, it's just... I hate just showering and getting ready in general, let alone, like, planning, like, a killer outfit. Like, just, no. Something's gotta give. There's either, you know... But, I mean, it's fun to do that from time to time, get ready and go out.
Totally.
Love it. Just...
Balance.
I have no interest in doing that every day.
Mm-mm.
So, then he throws more shade at Katie. He's like, Katie, don't you think it's a little hypocritical to ask, you know, or of you, you know, when you threw the shade at Lala... And, you know, with the James thing, and she's like, oh, Andy, that was, like, 2 years ago. Come on. And that was, like, girl-on-girl crime. Like, she called me a blob,
So she wanted to screw my husband. Like, and that was like 2 years ago. Like, I apologize. Whatever. Like, yeah, I have a mean streak, but that's not me. And Lisa's like, well, I think it's your tonality that is sometimes poor. And Katie did her famous eye roll. And it's like, well, Lisa is right. It is her tone, but it also is her, like, negative Nancy energy. Like, the whole show, it's every... You guys, you saw my meme. I was not trying to troll her. Literally every time they flashed the camera to Katie, she had that bitch face.
Yeah.
And it's not a resting bitch face. Kate Chastain has a resting bitch face that is just happens to be that. This is a look of disgust and an eye roll. It's an intentional face.
100%. And I, yeah, it's, it really is. And, but I have to say, Katie is really, really bringing it on this reunion because this is the second, you know, part of the reunion that I have just hated her. I freaking hate her. She's done her job because I'm not rooting for her. She, like, her every choice she makes to fight with someone, I'm just like, ugh, like, okay. I want to be on the opposite side.
You know what? Actually, that's a good point because how we said, like, Tom and Ariana have brought it because it's like they kind of need to because even though we like them and they're the voice of reason, it's like, well, do we watch a reality show to watch people that are right? Well, Katie perhaps is bringing it because she knows her job's on the line.
Yeah, it could be.
Because there's really no one that wants Katie on the show.
Mm-mm.
And if anything, people have said, well, we'll keep Schwartz just because of the dynamic. She can be like a friend of and make an appearance from time to time, but we really don't need her as a main.
Yeah.
And that's really true. I mean, when she's talking about, oh, the Billy Lee and all that, like, I'm sorry, I don't have time to worry about how Billy Lee's feeling. She's like, I have a life. I have a household. I have a husband. I have a life. So, A, did you not have a household before you had a husband? Because you guys live together. B, that's kind of implying and insinuating and insulting that if you don't have a husband, you don't have a life. Because C, we don't know what else you do, Katie. You haven't updated your dumb blog that went nowhere. You haven't even updated it in like 6 months to a year. You don't clean your house, clearly. You don't organize your house. It's a hoarder's den. It should be. That is actually her. She should get fired and she can go on that hoarder show. And all you do is just sit on the couch. So, like, what are you busy with that you can't consider other people's feelings? I'm sorry. Running a household of one. I understand Tom is a husband and a child. So, I guess that's two. But, sorry.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I have a life. I'm running, like, a household. I have a husband. I have a life. I can't always be concerned about being polite to people.
So Katie is just like up on her high horse about James and she's so proud of herself because she's like, I'm the first person to ever make you accountable, James. And it's like, are you really? Like, what about Kristen? Kristen has literally been harping on James since day one with like solid points and evidence of everything and no one is listening to her and no one cares. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised that she didn't jump in or roll her eyes.
Even Andy jumped in. He's like, Kristen, why do you keep chiming in every time James speaks? Like, he saw her thirst.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Tom, when Katie's like, yeah, I have a mean streak, but, like, I need to hold him accountable. And
all my friends who know me, they know that, like, I'm
noble.
Yeah, I have a mean streak, but I am noble, and...
Like, I don't regret anything. I did the right thing. And what I think I did is noble.
Yes.
Noble. And then Schwartz chimes in. Yeah, Bubba, you're like the ambassador of karma.
I almost puked.
Yeah, I did.
Gross.
But yeah, as Kristen keeps chiming in, I noticed Lisa, like, keeps giving her sharp looks of disgust, like, shut up! And then Andy finally does. And that was kind of golden. Because I'm like, you know what? We were here for Kristen. We wanted her back.
We wanted more Christian, but this reunion, it's like, you're being really obvious right now.
Yeah.
You're trying to get a lot of airtime. It is actually kind of fucked up because both Lisa and Aunt, everyone is shutting you down, telling you to shut up. But you are, like, being a little, like, just fucking... When, and then James and Lala are getting into it. Kristen starts... It's like, just stop jumping into everyone's business.
Mm-hmm.
And butting... You know, like, he's right. Shut up. Butt out. This isn't your problem. This isn't your fight. And that is... You know, it's like just, it's okay for a friend to butt in and start, but she does it with every single person.
Yes.
And it's just like, stop. It's, now you're just desperate.
Totally.
So we wanted more of you, and we wanted, shame on you, Jeremiah, and editing and all of that, for cutting out the great scenes of Kristen. Because now we don't like her or what. Now I don't care for her after this reunion. Me too.
I feel like the whole movement of, like, get Kristen more airtime has kind of died down because she got some more this season and she did not deliver. Yeah. Like, nothing, it's, something has got to change.
Yeah. And then she kind of ruined it for me in the reunion. So, shame on production and editing for not showing the fun scenes, the scenes that the fans want to see.
Yes.
Please remember, you're making the show for fans and viewers. You're not making the show for the stars. You are paying them to deliver a product to us, the consumers. So by you protecting them, you are screwing consumers, and that will die off.
And we're all getting sick of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
So many people have told me, we listen to your podcast, but we stop watching the show. It's crazy. I'm like, you don't watch the show, but you're listening to the podcast? I mean, thank you. Fuck. That's amazing. But, like, wow. And
wow.
I wish that the producers could see how many messages we get like that. So you need to fucking start listening.
I think they are, because I feel like they are totally switching it up right now. The filming schedule is different. It's new. They're doing more stuff. They're obviously doing more stuff at Sur.
The cast needs to switch it up. And I'm not saying fire or get rid of anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we need different storylines.
Yes.
And we probably need different crew.
Yeah.
Don't fire anyone. Just move them over to OC or Beverly Hills. Just saying.
Yes.
Or the Hills. Some of them are going to the Hills. Whatever. All right. Yeah, we already talked about Katie, why don't you like me? And then Sandoval just, you know, sticking up. Like, Sandoval, like, freaking out, calling her a hypocrite, calling everyone hypocrites. And she's like, all he does is apologize. And with that, you called Lala a whore. She's like, why apologize for that? It's like, 2 years later, which is a good point.
Mm-hmm. And then the possibly the best part of season, or I'm sorry, not season, part one and two is when Andy says to Katie, Katie, were you surprised that, you know, the fans weren't, like, completely on your side about this whole thing, you know, yeah, with James? And she's like,
completely or at all.
She turns around and blames us, the viewer, and says,
yeah,
that we all missed the point.
We didn't get it.
We didn't, like, we are too dumb to understand,
yes,
her point. And it's like, excuse me, Katie, are we, or is it you? Because there is a ton of us. Like, I want to do a poll. Did we miss Katie's point,
right,
guys? Did we miss it?
You're exactly
Should
right.
we stand corrected?
We all missed it.
We all missed it, Katie. We missed the point, missed the mark.
Did you not interpret it correctly or miscommunicate?
Like
No. We all missed the point.
The ego on her is something else. Like, can you imagine? Like, she single-handedly insulted every single person that
yes.
watches the show.
Yes.
Because I didn't see anyone piping up in support of Katie.
That was. I have. Okay. Yeah. That's golden. Oh my god. Okay. Well, speaking of things that smell fishy,
mm-hmm.
storylines. If you do not want to smell fishy, we would like to tell you about our new ad sponsor this week, Myro. So what Myro is, Myro delivers obsession-worthy, naturally effective deodorant that looks as good as it smells. So they make their natural deodorant with a custom blend of essential oils
that release over time to keep you fresh, and barley powder to keep you dry. So their formula is hardworking, long-lasting, nothing toxic. I like this. No aluminum, 0% aluminum, 0% parabens. Their ingredients are clinically tested for safety and efficacy. So I like this because I have stopped using deodorant a long time ago, but I do buy like the Toms or Jason's or whatnot. And, you know, for that reason, and I know there's some people believe in it and some people don't. And I just decided I wanted my body to breathe and I wanted to see if there was a difference and if it would adapt and that sort of thing. So I was kind of excited personally to try this because it's just kind of the path I've been taking. And I'm also not going to lie. Like, I use nothing or natural things, but then I'm in a situation, I'm like, well, I don't want to risk it, so I will use, like, you know, the old school stuff. Well, I tried this, and I'm like, okay. And I did for a week. Two hard workouts. I did a spin class, Pilates class, some other stuff that I did at home. And just using this deodorant, it actually totally worked for me. I love the smell. A lot of deodorant smells, they're too powdery or too perfumey, or they cake up and then they create their own little weird smell. This one is super light and fresh. This is just my personal experience. So I liked it, but it also held up. Like, I didn't feel like I needed anything more, and it just worked for me. What it does, it also comes in this refillable case, so you could choose your scent. The case is recyclable, which also nice is, you know, if you're buying deodorant, you're constantly throwing that plastic back into the earth, whereas this is, you're just getting a filler and putting it back into the original case. So what happens is you choose your scent and the color of your case, and then refresh every 3 months, and straight to your door, delivered, you know, when you need it. You can pause it or do whatever you need to do, but you can check, you know, choose your scent, choose your color case, that sort of thing. I was sent something called Pillow Talk, and I actually love it, and I'm really sensitive to smells. I don't like anything overpowering at all, and this was super light and fresh. It was made of violet leaf, ylang ylang, and wild amaryllis. Holly, what did you get? You got something like...
Yeah, I don't remember my flavor, my scent. But I really like it, too. So I kind of have the opposite story of Sarah with this natural sort of deodorant journey. I've always wanted to try something, but I've never even attempted to buy anything in the store. I just stick to. I look for the most expensive deodorant, and that's what I buy. Oprah has one, a secret one, and it's like a, you know, the highest... level of like sweat or whatever. So I'm like, I always get that one. I do not like to take, you know, like to possibly smell or sweat. Like, it's just not up for debate for me. So I was a little bit scared to try this because I was like, oh my God, natural. Like, is it like going to come out like a crystal and I have to rub a crystal on my armpit? Like, what is this?
But you're always in sleeves, so you're never going to smell. Or is that part of the problem that you're always in sleeves? Because I'm never in sleeves, so I guess...
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Either it would conceal it, or maybe it would make you sweat more. I don't know. I'm wondering. But anyway, so it's good, because I'm always sleeveless, and she is always sleeved. So we both had positive experiences, is my point.
I sweat the same sleeved or sleeveless. I don't know. I've never noticed that even being, like, a thing.
Okay.
Now I'm going to think about that. That's so interesting. I'm sleeveless a lot at home. I just won't be sleeveless, like, when I go out anywhere. But, yeah. So anyways, you guys, I am, like, probably, like, the one who would be, like, the most scared to use this. So I was like, okay, let me try this. First, the packaging. Loved it. Loved the box. Loved the how easy it was. It clicked in. Also, it applies really smooth. It's not, like, some of these, I've seen, like, some of my friends be like, try this. And it's like, a weird powder substance, or it's flaky, or it's just like, or like,
yeah,
I said,
no, it's like nothing,
or it really is like a crystal rock. That's not how this is. This feels like a regular deodorant, which made me feel really comfortable because I was like, okay, this is going to work. Goes on smooth, didn't get on my clothes or anything, which I loved.
Yeah.
And I have been very impressed with it. I've told everyone, you know, that I've been using natural deodorant, and everyone is like, so they're like, what is it? Like, send me the link. I want to know what this is, because I have always been worried about putting aluminum under my armpits and just all the health risks that are associated with that. So I love like taking one little step to, you know.
So I agree with that. And that's kind of when I started going to my natural path of way of doing things. I know myths, you know, there's debunking and there's truths and not, there's just two sides to every story. So whether or not you're on that story or not, I just, for me, I feel like it seems natural to me that your body sweats for a reason. It's to get rid of toxins and to get rid of things. And so when you use, like, say, an antiperspirant, what you're doing is you're blocking that from happening. So that's just going to stay in your body. So that's when, whether or not you care about the aluminum thing or not, or believe in it, when you're keeping things in your body that are naturally meant to come out, I feel like that's probably not great.
Hmm.
So that's the difference between like an antiperspirant and a deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
So like this is a deodorant and it's a natural one at that. So everything's going to, that needs to come out is going to come out, but you don't have to like smell like a gross.
Yeah. See,
while doing it.
Yeah. See, I didn't even feel that anything was coming out. So that was good too. Like I didn't feel anything pouring out or anything. So
okay. Well,
good.
It's probably still coming out of your skin. You just can't like smell it or see it. But that's good, though. It means your skin's breathing,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it's just not, like,
pouring
out, like, in physical wetness that you can see, but it's still breathing.
I also never, like, drip sweat. I get very red more than anything.
Yeah.
But, so I, overall, like, I'm, like, very pleased with this product, and I will continue to use it because it's really worked, and there's a lot of times where I am, like, in very close quarters with people all day throughout my day where, like, it could really be a problem. A couple of times I was like, oh, my God, like, please deodorant, please be working. And it did. Like, I seriously, like, I will check. And it was, like, it was
fine. Well,
that's
good because, like, I am not in close quarters with people unless I'm, like, in a spin class or something. But at trade shows, and that's when the times I'm like, well, in Russia, I'm going to risk this natural stuff. But I will actually will.
Cause there's a lot, like I will, like, especially with like Daisy, like she's in this phase of like throwing her head back and like just being like, you know, like I'll be holding her in like close quarters with people and trying to, you know, when your kid does something.
Your arms lifted.
And your arms lifted, but just trying to wrangle her. Like I'm always like waving my arm. Like I have a lot of movement going on and, you know, pulling her back and you know how kids are. Like if a kid smelled you, oh my God, I would be like, I'm always like making
Mommy,
sure.
Mommy, that lady smells.
Yeah. What's that smell? Like, what is that? Like, is there?
Oh God, they're so honest.
Yeah. So.
All right. So you guys can try this. You can get,
oh, bless you.
Wow.
What's that code?
You can get 50% off your first order and get started today for just $5. Visit mymyro.com/Vanderpump and use promo code Vanderpump. So the website is mymyro, mymyro.com/Vanderpump. Use promo code Vanderpump and get 50% off your first order. Get started today for $5.
Nice.
Cool. All right, so what next? French Master General. I mean, we've kind of talked about, you know, Billie Lee. She came in. She likes to look at herself in the mirror when she's having sex. And she said she wants to have a baby, which is great. But did you see her kind of eye roll, Lisa? She's like, well, if I ever get promoted. And then she, like, looks at her and, like, rolls her eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's a little snappy. Do you not know who you're playing with, Billie? Because Lisa don't roll that way.
Mm-mm.
Lisa needs you to bow down.
Yeah, you're not going to strong arm her into anything.
No.
Not the right way.
Wrong housewife.
I was, like, a little shocked to hear about Max and Billie Lee.
Totally blown away at that. You know, you guys, we've hung out with Max a few times recently, and, not, he keeps to himself, though. He's pretty quiet.
So I was, yeah.
So now, so far we've had a storyline of Jeremy and Max.
Now, apparently, like, so Max made it seem like they made out, hooked up, and then she's like, kind of said, well, I'm sleeping with him, so we don't know if they slept together or made out. I don't know, interesting either way.
Hmm.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Lisa feel, I mean, she had to, like, I feel like, you know, she's had it out for Billy a little bit later, recently, because Billy Lee stood up for her, but she knows she needs to, like, hold her tongue to hold her place in society, especially after all of this other stuff that's
mm-hmm.
gone on,
mm-hmm.
that she's like, God help the queen if you're ever my daughter-in-law. Like, you know, she's just not down with the idea.
No, no.
She's like, what? And Max is like, what? She's a cute girl. What's the problem? She's like, this will never happen. Although Lisa's never been, because Max's previous girlfriend was, well, the first one that they talked about was, like, the older one, the cougar.
Uh-huh.
Like, 30 years older. And then the second one, we met her, dominatrix-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, she wasn't a dominatrix. Well, maybe she was, but, like, Holly nor I wanted to get in a fight with her. We were very nice to her.
Yeah.
She was, like, a Russian, like, yes! I need a cigarette now! Like, we're like, okay, here's a lighter! Here! Like, I mean, I kind of liked her, though.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
And now Billy Lee, so he is leading an interesting fucking life.
Yeah, Faith.
Faith, Cougar, Russian, Billy Lee, like, I kind of like him.
Yeah.
He doesn't discriminate. So, yeah.
So then Andy brings up, he's like, so Katie, how's girls' night in going? You created that event, you know, to kind of, you know. Oh, actually, this is them talking about the Billy Lee thing.
Yeah.
The flyer issue. And I mean, I feel like we've talked about this on so many podcasts. You can go back and listen.
Yeah, we have.
I'm not going to beat this again.
And it kind of rehashes. And we already talked about it earlier tonight on how it just her experience is just not understood correctly. And, like, she was just trying to say, like, hey, I've been excluded my whole life. And so I'm kind of, like, this is just icing on the cake, and I'm prone to believe the worst because I'm just so used to this. I'm conditioned to be excluded, and this just hurt because it's my workplace, and I thought you guys were my friends. And instead of Katie, like, saying, like, oh, I didn't even realize, but that was not my intention. I didn't even think. Instead, she just doubles down, and it's just like, I got other things to do in my life than worry about you. Like, I have a household. She just, like, double bitches down. And we just talked about that, so we won't rehash.
No.
So then James talks about seeing you next Tuesday. He's like, it's the most successful night ever. Lisa, you know this. Guillermo knows it. And I had 67 sons. And what, they have like 6 girls night in? He's like, mine was sold out. And I gotta agree with the cast, the rest of the cast on this. Like, sold out? You can't sell out. There's no tickets. Anyone can just come in. And that is true, people.
Yeah.
There was no selling out.
And then he's like, okay, fine, my t-shirt sold out.
And then I asked Holly, I'm like, do you remember any t-shirts? Like, where were these t-shirts? Like,
I feel like he did have a couple of t-shirts, because
I vaguely remember, but where could you buy one? And I know for a fact if they were readily available, you would have purchased one.
Yeah, I feel like it was like around when Heather was out here, because Heather showed her shirt.
Right.
And that was like, either that was right, like, either he created one right after that, or it was around that time, though.
But, like, limited, and, like, where? It wasn't at Sir.
It's not like there was t-shirts on hangers around
I
for
think
purchase.
He just kinda did, like,
I mean, you
thing.
Can't buy anything at Sir, so it's funny that he thinks that.
Yeah. So it's like, well, that was sold out. And it's like, James, all you need to say was it was max capacity.
Yes.
Yes.
It was.
I will agree with you. It was always fucking so crowded. I wish they would have sold tickets so that I could have gotten a fucking drink.
Totally. Or I wish there was a VIP section or somewhere where we could, like, pay to be away from everyone else.
away from everyone else.
Get drink service.
I'll pay more for the drink just to get a drink. Just any kind of fucking service.
Yes.
Like, it was poorly organized. I'm not blaming you for it. Your job was to DJ. Whatever. It was the management. Fine. It was the setup. It was a terrible location.
Let's blame Peter.
Yeah.
Peter.
The DJ stand is a terrible location. It should be in the garden.
Peter, maybe if you stayed up like a couple more hours, you know, throughout the night, there's... You don't need to sleep. You could think of a way to make See You Next Tuesday more effective.
If they go in the garden room, there's an area that's a bar that is never open as a bar. That could be his DJ area. And it's open flows into the bar. Like, yeah, whatever. I mean, my only thing is you're supposed to make a lot of acts, like comedians and musicians, they get a cut of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you can't fucking serve the masses, you're not going to make the money that you should be making because you're not because you staff two bartenders who have baseball caps on that are looking down all the time at their phone, or they serve one person at a time. Like, no, you need to staff up or figure out kiosks or separate bar or open the fucking place up.
Yeah.
Anyways, but in his defense, every time was pretty packed.
It was.
But there is no such thing as sold out. The rest of the cast was correct on that.
So that's pretty much it with that whole scene.
Ariana scene.
Yeah.
I know. The only thing, though, that's noteworthy here is, you know, he's like, well, Lala, or Ariana, you still think Lala needs to toughen up because of her dad? She's like, okay, well, I never got a pass. And here's what we did now is that she's like, people in this group, clearly it was not James because he wasn't on the show yet, or Lala, called me names, made fun of me. Jax literally said, she can't use the dad card. That's played out, blah, blah, blah. Like, all this shit. And Jax, you could see, like, finally got it. And felt like
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. And Brittany, too, had to just sit there and, like, be, like, proud of her fiancé, you know?
It's like, he gets it now.
That's who you're marrying, Brittany.
It's like, but you didn't get it before. It's like, you don't have to live through something to have
empathy for
someone. You know? So, I like that Ariana said all that. And, we forgot when, Billy Lee and, Lala. Billy was like, Lala, you called me trash. And she's like, you acted like trash. She's like, well, you acted like a high-class prostitute. And I, like, took offense to that because I thought that was an insult to high-class sex workers. I don't think Lala acts like a high-class sex worker Mm-mm. at all. Mm-mm. Or a high-class prostitute, if you're going to use Billy Lee's words. I think she acts like a low-class one. Or not even a sex worker. Just low-class, trashy. I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
I don't think Billy Lee comes across as trashy. She comes across as mouthy or sometimes oversensitive, perhaps. But again, I'm not in her shoes. Lala is the one that actually comes across as trashy. So for her to come out and see someone else is acting trashy is, Brittany is more elegant than Lala.
Yes. Yeah, that's not saying much.
Right. I'm not saying much. Anyways, all right. So, and then Kristen jumps in again to defend Lala.
Ugh.
And it's like, everyone's like, Kristen, just shut up. Shut up. And like, I gotta go with James on this. It's like, stop inserting yourself. Right now, this is between like Billy Lee and Lala, or James and Lala.
And Lala
is. This is like James 2.0. It's like, Billy Lee has nothing to do with James.
Yeah.
Billy Lee's James 2.0. Just stop. You're trying too hard.
Yeah. And even Lala told her, she's like, stop. I've got this.
Yeah. Right. It was just getting embarrassing.
It was.
All right. So the next scene is not really noteworthy except for Holly screamed, oh my God, that's our champagne.
I think it was.
Oh, sure it was. So, they show up, black and white of Tom and Ariana moving into their house because it had just happened right before the reunion, and Holly and I had just been at Sir right before that. Because we got news they closed, but they had not moved in yet.
It was for the Peter interview, right? When we did that?
Probably.
Yeah.
That they closed, but they hadn't moved in yet, but, you know, it was, you know, within a couple weeks they would be. So we gave Sandoval a bottle of Oob and some lemons from my lemon tree for Ariana. And that she's carrying it when he carries her over the threshold.
Yeah. So you're welcome for that champagne.
Yeah, I feel like we should have been credited on the show. Not a shout out from them. They already did shout us out. She did. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On Twitter.
I'm like, on the show? I missed it? Like,
No, on Twitter. Because I missed that. I saw it like 3 weeks later. But really, we should have had a credit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it could go on our IMDb or Wikipedia.
Totally.
Anyways, congrats to them. Like, their house looks awesome.
Yeah, so happy. They deserve it.
And then they're like, oh, then Jackson Brittany got one. Bruce is like, yeah, we got lots of rooms for lots of babies. I got plenty. I cannot wait to be a mom.
I also like that she was like, well, yeah, you didn't think that everyone else would get a house and Jax wouldn't. Like, that was hilarious, too. It's like, Jax wasn't, like, buying his blushing fiance a house, like, to start their life with.
No, it was ego.
Yeah, it was a competition.
Oh, just like, okay, so Holly showed me before we watched the show, because we're talking about Kentucky, and she showed me the Bravo after show behind the scenes, Jax and Brittany go to the Kentucky castle. And at the end of that whole little, like, video blurb, he's like, she's like, I'm so excited. This is going to be great. It's at a real-life castle. And he's like, oh, We gotta, what do you say, outdo everyone else's, or show every, trump?
Yeah, we gotta trump everybody else.
We gotta trump everybody else's wedding. I'm like, well, A, I don't know that you're doing this in a fake pretend castle.
And like the wedding planner's like, yeah, oh, you will. And Brittany's like, it's not about that, JX.
Okay, thank you, Brittany. I'm starting to warm up to the Woodsy Elegant wedding versus
I still can't
the fake castle. I'm not opposed to the location of that, and I thought the decor was okay. It was just everything else. Yeah, see, clearly, you know how time heals all wounds, you only remember good memories and you forget the bad.
Yeah,
that's what's happening right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like Katie, dare I say this? Okay, you guys, I'm sorry, but I just gotta say it.
What?
I'm sorry, people over abusing PTSD. Okay? I'm not saying it's only meant for soldiers or war or whatever. I'm just saying, like, you're using, like Jack said, Ariana was using the dad card. Like, when Katie goes into the, what about me? What about me? What about my compassion? Just like,
where's the compassion for me?
Okay, Katie admittedly said she was drunk and drinking, and yes, I have empathy, I have compassion 100% for that, but guess what? There's a lot of people that, like, drink and drive and get in an accident. You drink and on an unsafe glass roof or something, and yes, you probably wouldn't have been in that situation had you been out.
It's literally called an accident because... Right. It was her action that, like, caused that to happen. It didn't happen to her. Something wasn't thrown on her and then it blew up in her face.
Yeah.
She did an action that caused her to fall through a skylight.
Yeah.
And, no, it's horrible.
And you can have horrible, like, memories of how you had to heal and thinking you're going to die. And I will never take that away from you. But at the same time, it's like, well, then... Everyone has PTSD because everyone has been in some kind of accident, whether it be a car accident.
I mean, I definitely have PTSD from things, but I wish, like, yeah, I wish there was another word.
Yeah, I wish we just wouldn't diminish, like, and I'm not saying that that's not diminishable. Like, I'm not trying to undermine her. Probably should just never fucking brought this up. So I was like, it's a real thing. She had a brain injury. I'm like, I know this, but I'm also saying, like, what if someone was driving while drunk and had an accident, can, you know, like, they then can have that too. So I'm just saying that's a lot of people, and I just don't want to, like, let's just say she had a traumatic brain injury and has emotional issues because of it.
Where's my compassion? What?
Oh, this is. Oh, I had this. I was drunk and I fell down a skylight and I had brain injuries, which I will not diminish. But, your parents got divorced. Oh, boo hoo.
That was so freaking so mean. Just evil.
And
evil.
The person's like, all of our parents are divorced. Boo hoo. It's like, I don't think that's really the issue here.
Yeah.
That was like icing on the cake for him. Like,
they were telling, what Lisa was trying to say, and this is why Lisa jumped in on this, is she's like, listen, idiots, we're trying to tell the story, and that is part of his story. It's part of his complicated family life.
Right.
It just is what it is.
Issues and hurt and part of what, you know, this is what he's dealing with, and so sometimes he's probably over his head.
This really triggered the cast members, though, because each of them were upset and said that they all give to their parents, but they did not want to share and embarrass and shame their families. And to that, we have to say, that's so weird. Like, I thought you guys bled out for this show. I thought you told everything.
100% of your life. Sheena said it last week. We all give and show 100% of our lives, but not you, Lala. So, okay. But then Kristen literally said, we don't want to show this part of our lives. We don't want this aired.
We don't want this out there.
So which one is it?
Yeah, which is it?
Who's telling the truth?
I don't.
We all help our families. Okay, Stassi, are you helping Dina? Because, you know, I don't know. Maybe you are. I don't think you're helping your dad. Kristen, so basically, and then Stassi's like, we are not going to talk about it. Because we don't want to embarrass our families. I'm like, well, you just embarrassed them because you said every single person on the stage helps their families. So you did just embarrass them. You basically said, we are huge reality stars now, and we are supporting our families or helping our families.
Yeah, we send money home.
So it's like, Stassi, do you mean like you got them like a new iPhone? Or are you saying you're paying their rent? Because either way, we don't know as a viewers, you just implied that. So by you not going into details, you still embarrass them because you just said every single one of us helps our families out. And quite honestly, don't we all help all of our families out?
I have.
Isn't that what a family is? It's like it goes both ways and we're like, hey man, I'm not getting paid till next week, or hey, oh, here's some sugar, or here's some shoes that I don't wear anymore. You know what I mean? Like that's called life.
Totally.
Do we want an award for it? No.
No.
Did James asked to be like, please show me in a positive light. Like, I love that Andy was like, well, I actually found it compelling.
I mean, dude, James's family got dragged over the coals. Like, I mean, it was not a good look. Like, I don't know, what are they complaining about? Like, he did make the show more compelling and interesting. How did that hurt them?
And that,
like, why are they triggered by
right.
the fact that he supports, like, why did that... Because we gave him sympathy for it. We were like,
yeah.
Oh, James, like, oh my God, he pays their rent. And then so they're like, so do we.
Oh, Stassi, you gave your mom, like, a car? Oh my God, you're so sweet. Like, I don't even think she did, but I'm just saying. Like,
I think that what Stassi does for her mom is she helps shout out with the jewelry and she makes the whole cast do it. That would be my contribution. Like, that has to help a lot.
Yeah.
1,000%. The other, my other, like, favorite scene in this episode was when, DJ James tells Stassi to get some better extensions.
He's like, I'm sorry, this one I was coming up, man. You too, because Stassi was piping up at the same time. He's like,
get some better extensions. And then, everyone's like, her extensions are beautiful. And, like, the camera goes to it, and... I'm sorry, most of the time I think Stassi's hair looks amazing, but in this particular shot, it was, like, super flat, and it did look horrible. Did you think that?
Oh, well, you're always like, you know, Stassi is queen and beautiful, and I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, like, I thought she just looked pretty. She just looked normal, which was actually kind of refreshing. But no, her hair was limp and flat.
And like, it was just
no body
funny.
Or volume, and her makeup was basic, which I actually can appreciate, and her outfit. But, like, her hair was, like, a limp basic, but it was, like, normal.
Her hair, like, this is so effing mean, but I'm going to say it.
Extensions.
I'm going to say it just to, like, give an idea of what it looked like in case you're listening to this podcast and you have not seen the show. Her hair looked like Joe Dirt's.
Yes.
Like, you know, like, yes. How, like, he, it's like, and, like, picture him with his shirt off. Like, Mully. His ridiculous shoulders are out.
So thin and rat tail thin.
Yes. And so when he said, let's ask Twitter what they think about your extensions, like, all I could see was Joe Dirt's little mullet with his blonde hair and picture Stassi. Yeah, and she's like, look, I think they look great.
Well, like, here's the thing to me. Like, I didn't know that she had extensions in because isn't the whole point of extensions to give you, like, thicker, fuller hair or voluminous? I don't know. Can't even say it. Right now, like, I would want more hair. Bigger, better, more hair. I'm not talking, like, Texas, like, hired a Jesus or whatever, or Sherry hair. But I'm just saying, like, bigger, thicker. But it looked very thin and limp and flat. So I assume she actually, I thought she had her extensions pulled out to give her hair a break to be healthy for a while. I didn't know she actually had, why would you have extensions in your hair to look like that? There's nothing wrong with the way her hair looked, except for it just looked normal. But that was
I did not think it looked normal. Something was wrong that day.
Okay, well,
it was like dirty or something. Like,
so Michaela went to this hairdresser. Did I tell you this already on the last podcast?
Mm-mm.
I was just telling someone, and this hairdresser actually does a lot of the Bachelor girls.
Uh-huh.
Amanda Stanton from RSAB and Corinne.
Uh-huh.
You remember Corinne?
Yeah.
And she said it's, like, embarrassing that these girls are actually, there's bald spots all over their head. It's, like, rat hair. There's just, like, little, because of the extensions, constant overuse of extensions just rip everything out. And it's quite disgusting. And so I imagine if that's what, like, that's why I thought Stassi was giving her hair a break. But apparently not. Those were extensions, too?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I thought she just looked fine. To me, she didn't look bad. She didn't look great. It was just normal. And I thought, well, normal's refreshing. But I didn't realize those were extensions. So that's kind of sad. But yeah, he's like, you can afford better, darling. You have the money. Get some good ones.
Yeah, that was funny.
I mean, that's Lisa's accent, not James, but... Yeah.
So that's pretty much all I have on this episode, unless you have anything more. And next week looks amazing. And I have to say that I was worried about tonight's episode. I thought, shoot, this is the second one. Is it a filler? Like, what's going on? But I'm impressed. It was pretty good this tonight.
Yeah. I watched it, like I said, twice, and then I was just like...
I want to watch it again.
The second time, I was like... I felt, like, more intense. I think I wrote more notes the second time. I mean, I was trying to enjoy it as a viewer the first time. But I also know sometimes when you watch something and you don't take notes, you take it for granted the second time you watch it. So then you end up missing it on your notes. I'm just saying, like, I know that I needed to record, you know, document certain things.
Right,
thoughts.
Right.
And even if it was, like, chicken scratch and I was like... I'll remember when I see it and watch it again in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'll be like, oh yeah, I already wrote that down. Or you'll forget, like you take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. So you guys, we got most of your addresses. There's 4 more Holly needs to get. And I sent out a couple of the prizes from last week and then the rest are literally on the floor with your mailing labels and the stuff. And we'll be getting those out in the next day or so. And thank you for entering. We'll be doing more fun stuff. And we have some good ideas, but also we have, you know, really super fun plans. You guys know what we're talking about. Join the Facebook group. We'll get more details there. But also, again, email us. If anyone's down for Kentucky, email us. VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. And yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. Thanks.
Bye.
Thank y'all.